Matt Greenwood on KJF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. Tasty breakfast fast, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Just another great reason for you to wake up and go love McDonald's, I guess, is kind of what they want us to tell you. But we're joined right now by Dylan Looney. He is the Fox Warriors wrestler of the 132-pound weight class, was at the state wrestling tournament this past weekend. Unfortunately, didn't place, but last year he did get a sixth-place medal in the 126, so I didn't leave completely empty-handed. But the dude is going to the U.S. Coast Guard Academy, so Dylan, congratulations on that front. Kind of tell us how you got to that decision.
I knew the Coast Guard Academy was placed me when I went out there for summer camp. I love the humanitarian values of the Coast Guard, so the opportunity to wrestle while getting a degree and also going to become an officer in the Coast Guard after graduation, it was a perfect fit, I knew.
You know, it takes a brave person to enroll in the military, whatever branch it is, whether it's Army, Navy, Air Force, U.S. Coast Guard. Where do you get that bravery from, if you will, that brave personality?
Well, I've always kind of felt a moral obligation to join the military from a young age. My dad was in the Navy my entire childhood, so that kind of helped fuel that. But along with that, I always liked the ability to be able to protect others who can't necessarily protect themselves. And I know me growing up as a child, I had a lot of freedom, so I'd like to protect that freedom so other children would be able to have the same freedoms that I had.
That's very cool, and we thank you for enlisting, certainly. Take us through the process. You said you visited the U.S. Coast Guard Academy. You liked it. You liked the fact that you were going to be able to wrestle. Kind of give us some names of the folks that you interacted with and sort of the things that they were, you know, telling you about the Coast Guard Academy that ultimately led you to picking them.
Right. So over the summer, I went up there for summer camp, and it was like a miniature boot camp simulation for like a week. So that was our cadre, which is like the commanding like drill sergeants. They were cadets that are currently enrolled at the academy. So getting to meet with them and talk to some of them about their firsthand experiences, that definitely helped. And then along with the wrestling staff there, Coach Foley and Coach Bratton, just explaining me everything that the Coast Guard has to offer athletically was definitely helpful.
All right, very cool. Hey, let's switch gears, if you don't mind, Dylan, to your Fox wrestling career.
Okay.
I don't know if it was strictly wrestling for you, if you had any other things that you participated in, but and you can let us know here in just a second. But last year you made it to state. This year you made it to state. You got a chance to go to Mizzou Arena in Columbia, got to wrestle in front of a big crowd, put that Fox Warrior jersey on for you, and go out there and represent the Fox Warriors. Kind of take us, you know, through your athletics career, your wrestling career at Fox, and that experience being able to go to state.
Okay, my wrestling career started when I was real young. I think I was in kindergarten, and I was on the Fox Little League program. So growing up, you know, I was always wrestling in the Fox High School room. So that was, I know on our wall, we have our wall of champions for everybody who places at state. So from a young age, I knew that was a goal that I wanted to accomplish. I always wanted to have my name up on that wall. So year after year, I'd go into that room and wrestle, practice, work hard. And then, you know, it was a dream to have my name up on the wall. So then coming into high school as a freshman, I qualified and didn't medal, but still I got that taste of like it. My dream could be like a possibility. Then sophomore year, same thing. Made it, won some matches at state, but didn't come home with medal. And then junior year, I finally qualified and got that medal. And it was very fulfilling getting to finally achieve a childhood dream. And then this year, you know, a tough bracket, but still got to make it and represent my high school that, and the program that kind of built me in a positive light was huge.
Yeah, let's focus on that positive light and appreciate you expanding on the only 2 years that I mentioned, but obviously you made state 4 years. But yeah, that positive light, you know, speaking to Coach Tinker of the Fox football team, I get a great sense that there's a great community atmosphere at Fox High School, and there's a lot of great coaches as well. Amon Prater, who I know you wrestled underneath, it moved on, and now you had Tyson Campbell this year. But it seems like the school has put great coaches in great positions to you know, essentially raise kids through the education system into good, young, strong people. Talk about the impact of Fox High School on you and some, you know, some coaches or some teachers even that made a big impact on your life.
Definitely our coaches and teachers at Fox High School are outstanding. You know, everything, no matter what you're going through, someone always has an experience in that can help you through that time. I know Coach Campbell this year was really good at wrestling. Like, anything I needed wrestling-wise, he had the answer plus more. So that was huge for me to be able to pick his brain. And then also one of my coaches this year, Denny Kleintro, he practiced with me all the time. That's great. You know, he was a D1 wrestler in college. So for me to be able to get that experience to wrestle with a D1 wrestler every day in practice, I feel like that impacted me huge, because not only did it improve my wrestling, but it taught me that, you know, every day is, it could be a struggle, and every day you just got to fight through it, and that it'll make you better in the long run.
And your proclamation, your announcement that you were signing with the U.S. Coast Guard Academy, you mentioned thanking family and friends, and that, you know, that's sort of the run-of-the-mill type, you know, acceptance sort of thing. You know, whenever you make that announcement, you have people you want to thank, and obviously the list is really, really long to include individuals, so you include them as a whole. But if you don't mind, I'd like you to dive into kind of more specifics as to who you were thanking, since you do have some airtime here, who you were thanking in that note in regards to family.
As a family, definitely my parents, you know, my mom, my dad. My birthday's in January, so I know it was hard for my mom, you know, with the weight management and stuff, that sometimes over my birthday we wouldn't get to celebrate on my birthday. We'd have to wait. And my mom really likes to bake cookies, and her cookies are amazing. And so not being able to have cookies on my birthday was a really big thing for her. So I know that was, like, just a support that they would make some exceptions for things that they like to do for me. And, like, even my dad, I think he's been to every single one of my wrestling matches in high school. So to be able to take off work and make sacrifices through that, to be able to come and watch me, that's huge. So, yeah, just everything that they give up to be able to help me be successful and achieve things I've wanted to accomplish is amazing. I can't thank them enough.
That's very cool. And I'm sure they'll love to hear this on the radio. I know they'll be listening. All right, Dylan, I guess the last thing from you is just sort of, you know, a couple things that it could be more than a couple, but things that you're hoping to achieve at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy. What's the end goal for you through that program, not just wrestling, but in terms of your military service as well?
Through the Coast Guard Academy, I'm really looking to help make the world a better place. I know through the Coast Guard, the humanitarian values are very huge. That's a big emphasis, you know, being able to help save lives instead of take them necessarily. So I want to help do that. You know, protect the homeland is definitely a major aspiration of mine. I want to help keep everyone in the United States safe. So through that, majoring in electrical engineering there at the academy, so that hopefully will help me set up systems that will be used to monitor and keep homeland safe. That's my end goal. I'd like to end up at, like, Department of Homeland Security or someplace like that in counterterrorism.
All right, very cool. And what about wrestling achievements? What do you hope to get out of the Coast Guard there?
Of course, I'd like to be a four-time All-American. That's definitely a goal. But I just want to, I mean, yeah, four-time All-American is definitely the end goal. But while we're there, you know, I want to help build the program a little bit. I think they're ranked 19th in D3 right now. Of course, I'd like to see that be number one. So we'll see.
All right, man. Hey, congratulations on being accepted at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy. We certainly appreciate you going in and protecting this nation and putting your service time in there. Congratulations on, you know, four-time state qualifier, one-time state medalist, and just an all-around, sounds like an all-around great career at Fox, and we just congratulate you on that front, Dylan.
Thank you.
All right, that is Dylan Looney, Fox wrestler, joining us here on KJF Sports Talk.